besties, what's up? This episode is going to be all about Coachella because we are going to Coachella next week, weekend two, baby. Woo woo! And I'm so excited because it's going to be really incredible. I'm feeling some type of way. I just posted an ARW retrospective Coachella post today. So go check that out if you are on my social media or not. AmandaRomeWest.com. AmandaRomeWest.com. AmandaRomeWest.com to access my X, Snapchat, Facebook, Threads, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, everything. And I'm Amanda Rome West Official on TikTok and Instagram. Amanda Rome West on Facebook and X. Amanda_please6 on Snapchat. And Amanda Rome West Official on Threads. And make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel because I've been doing a lot of really, 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 really fun content recently. I just got some really cool lav mics and some really good filming equipment. So I just keep on going. And we are keeping it up with the Coachella content. I'm really mostly excited because I've never been to weekend two before. I've only been to weekend one in my entire life. And this is my 9th Coachella, if you can believe it or not. So it's very exciting because I've literally never been to weekend two. Some of my best friends are coming. My mom's coming, of course. It's my 9th Coachella. We've been going together since I was literally in middle school. And I'm just so excited. And it would be my 11th Coachella if it wasn't canceled during COVID for 2 years. It was canceled in 2020 and 2021. So I'm kind of depressed that we didn't end up having Coachella those years of COVID. But there really wasn't much else we could do regarding, you know, like COVID protocol and all of that. And I'm really excited because I'm also like been considering getting a treadmill walking pad for my office. I'm thinking of doing more hikes this summer. So really just focusing on like what I can do in my life to make me happier and like all the fun stuff ahead. So I'm really excited because of Coachella and, you know, just everything that's been going on. It's really exciting. And, you know, I'm just so pumped. I really love the lineup this year. Obviously, this is a solo episode about Coachella. So everyone buckle in because this could be a 30-minute update that I like to do for the solo episodes about what's going on in my life. It is crazy that this is episode 144. We only have 6 episodes after this. I'm so grateful for you guys' support. Again, I do have a very exciting Disney opportunity coming up. My lawyers are still speaking with their lawyers to this day. So just keep posted and I will let you know once the opportunity is ready, especially on my Instagram and TikTok. So follow me there. Amanda Rome West Official on TikTok and Instagram. Follow me everywhere. You know, I'm saying it a million times, but yeah, please rate this episode 5 stars if you love me and let's get into it. Okay, so for Coachella, the lineup is next level. Lana Del Rey, Tyler, the Creator, Gwen Stefani, No Doubt, Doja Cat, Ice Spice, like literally everyone good. Dom Dalla, like so many good artists. And I am just so excited because it's really going to be incredible once we see, you know, the full effect of the Coachella art and the lineup and everything. And that's why I'm really excited for weekend two because it is a bit different weekend two. Like there is a bit of like, you know, overlap between the two weekends, but it's not always overlap. It's sometimes like, you know, they have different DJs, different weekends, different art, different performance types. So it's very cool that there's options and they have different choices. And weekend two will be really cool also because then I can kind of preview what's going on and see what's up with everything before we actually go. And I've never had that because I'm usually there weekend one and I'm never there weekend two. So it's very exciting and I have some really, really, really good outfits planned. You guys can go watch my YouTube video on my YouTube channel, Amanda Rome West. It's called Unboxing the Huge Dolls Kill Hall for Coachella. Thank you, Dolls Kill, for that. And I'm really excited because they do have a lot of great options, like especially for us girls who are, you know, slim, thick, with 2 C's, you know, curvy and snatch and skinny. So you have to like, you know, really find brands where it works for you, especially when you have my body type where you're curvy, but you're like, you know, fit and thin. So it's very like weird to fit into clothes that are like too big or too small, a lot of companies, but Dolls Kill really makes clothes for, you know, our proportions and our body types. So it's really nice to see my body type really catered for and really represented at Dolls Kill. So I always wear Dolls Kill to Coachella. Literally every year I've been to Coachella, I've worn at least something from Dolls Kill with every outfit. And it's just so great because it's super affordable and super fun brand. And yeah, I did a whole haul over on my YouTube. So go subscribe to my YouTube channel, Amanda Rome West. And yeah, I'm just really, really, really pumped. I think it's going to be a really fun time. What I'm most excited for, I will say, is the music and the art. A lot of people are all about the influencer events. You know, I actually turned down a lot of opportunities for influencer events just because I really want to experience the festival. Like, I want to get back into my OG ways when I was like 14 years old, literally just exploring the festival, like being in the VIP, being in the artist pass area, is just experiencing everything Coachella has to offer. rather than being about posting. And, like, I am that way. Like, I literally always post. I was just talking about this with my friend at the gym last night at Equinox. We were like, are you going to post in the moment, or are you going to post, like, when you get home? And I'm like, well, I like to post when I get home, because I just want to be, like, or, like, at that night, I'll post some, like, you know, recaps from the day. But, like, I'm really going to post my full, like, vlogs for, like, TikTok and everything once I'm, you know, back in Malibu. I'm not trying to post when I'm not, you know, actually... You know, I want to be in the moment. I don't want to just post and not be in the moment. I want to be there. I want to be in the moment. I want to be with it. I want to be experiencing everything. I hate when people want to just stand there and post in real time. It's like, nah, like, I'm trying to experience the music festival. You know what I mean? I don't want to just, like, stand there and just be posting, you know, stories. I want to be experiencing the whole festival. To me, it makes no sense when people do that, because why would you want to do that if you're trying to, like, if you're literally paying to be there for the festival? It doesn't make any sense to me. Doesn't make any sense to me. And for me, right, I'm all about what we can get out of the festival, right? Like, meeting people, like hearing new music, all of that. But I'm really focused on my main artists, which is Ice Spice, Doja Cat, Gwen Stefani, and No Doubt, Tyler, the Creator, Lana Del Rey. And if I can get to Dom Dala, I really want to. But I don't know if I can get to Dom Dala, because it's really, really, really hard to be able to actually, you know, get to the Sahara tent, get to these different areas when you're in the middle of the festival at the nighttime. I mean, it's very, very, very hard. It's very difficult to be able to be ready for that when you're transitioning from, you know, different stages and being in the VIP to going to GA, all the different sections. It's very hard. Like, you underestimate at night, you know what I mean? It's like, you're in your full outfit, you have your squad with you, you're trying to run from stage to stage, you're trying to get everywhere, and it makes it really difficult. It is really hard to jump around to different stages and different sections. So for me, my best advice for Coachella is, like, choose who you want to see, and then, you know, be committed to that. And always be focused on what you can do for your lineup needs. So, like, always be at the stage early. Always get a good spot. You know, like, last year, Blackpink was so incredible. And I really loved Frank Ocean, even though he didn't do his full show, you know, as he was supposed to, as we all learned later. But, you know, it was just, it's just very, like, you need to be waiting for who you want to see early. Because if you're not there early enough, you're not going to get to see them, because you're going to be pushed to the back, or you're going to be even worse stuck between the different stages. So what I'm most excited for is being able to see who I want to see and being focused on it. And, you know, a lot of my really close friends are coming, and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm all for hanging out with friends and grabbing drinks and grabbing food during the day, taking our pics, taking videos, etc., etc. But if I'm going to be seeing someone, I really don't give a rat's ass. I'm like, okay, I'll meet you over here later then, because I'm seeing these people. So I'm very excited for Coachella, of course. 9th year in a row. I've won a lot of style competitions there, which is very cool. You know, they, like, vote who's the best dressed, and, like, it's so fun. And, like, I'm just so grateful that, like, every year I can go to Coachella, because it is such a surreal experience. Like, until you go, you won't fully understand. Like, people always say, oh, it's so big, so influencery. That's just what it's become. Like, that's not what the festival is. The festival is about music and art. It's called Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. Jordan is coming, but he's going to be working the hotel because he's deciding to be a wealth manager. So he's doing his own thing. He's going to be there next year, and he's coming to Bottle Rock Sky Deck with us in May. We do two festivals every year, committed to them. April Coachella and Bottle Rock May. So, you know, it's very, very dope. It's crazy. The two festivals that are the best in the world are, like, literally always, you know, one month and the next month, just 2 months back to back. But that's kind of how, you know, the best things in life are, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you just kind of have to, like, roll with the punches and do what you can and make it happen. And, you know, I'm excited for it because it should be a really fun time. I've never been in a position where I've had, like, so much to do at once than Coachella my entire life. Coachella is a very intensive experience. You need to make sure you have your sunscreen on. You need to make sure your makeup's, like, long lasting. You need to make sure that you get, you know, your workouts in before to look your best, to be prepared. For me, I would say that, like, what's important is being able to experience a festival for yourself and don't take judgments from other people. Again, visit me on social media, AmandaRomeWest.com. You can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, all of them. I post a lot there about Coachella, like, throughout the year, but, like, during Coachella, especially when I post, like, all about Coachella. So, like, I'm very excited because it's just, you know, like, you get to experience it for yourself and, like, the style and, like, the people you meet and, like, the music you experience and, like, the new art and music you discover. It all changes your perspective. You know what I'm saying? It changes your entire perspective on what you're doing with your... with your life, essentially. So what's crazy to me is that some people don't, like, want to respect Coachella. They're like, oh, you know, it's very dependent upon if you like the music or if you're into the art of it or if you're into this and that. No, there's something for everyone, but you have to experience it to be able to understand, you know, who you are. You know, what are you wanting from this? What is your perspective on Coachella? What is your reasoning to go to Coachella? Everyone should have a reason to go if you like music or you like art or you like fashion. That's really reasons to go. But if you want to go just because you're an influencer, I'm just gonna say this right now, you're gonna have a horrible time, because I would say that unless you literally do any level of, you know, like, content or event type stuff, It gets really tricky, right? Because you have to, it's all over the desert. So Coachella Valley, right? There's, like, Cathedral City, there's, like, La Quinta, there's, like, Palm Springs, there's Indio, there's different sections to everything. So if you really are all about, like, just being on your own grind and being like, oh, I want to be, you know, this influencer, I'm trying to be gain every party. You know, apparently there's a lot of problems. There's a lot of problems with you know, gatherings, essentially, because they say, oh, we have room on the shuttle. You know, there's a whole drama with, like, the Revolve Festival last year, which was crazy to me. And I thought it was insane. So, you know, it's a lot of drama. It's a lot of drama. And to me, it's like, I don't want that drama. You know, I don't want that smoke. I don't want that smoke on me. And I don't want to be worried about, you know, am I getting canceled for this? Am I getting canceled for that? No, I just want to live in the moment, be there. Especially having gone to USC, there's so many fake people who go to Coachella. I'm not even going to lie. Like, there's so many people that come to me and I'm like, oh, how you been? Whatever. But, like, really in my head, I'm like, ugh, fuck these people, you know? I just want to spend my time around people who I like and people who I want to spend time with. So I don't really care how much clout you can get from hanging out with certain people. I just like to do me. I don't worry about what other people do. I worry about me. So that's what really I'm focused on, is experiencing Coachella for myself, doing what I want to do at the festival, doing, you know, drinking what I want to drink, having some food, having some whatever. But mostly I'm focused on the music. You know, you cannot drink much or eat much when you're there. It's very actually highly intensive. You are, like, you know, overheated. You're doing a million things. You're running around doing a trillion different things. And you really need to be able to be focused on experiencing the festival. So I say, like, you know, get there as early as you can without being there at, like, 10 a.m. obviously, like, if you're staying at a hotel. I would get there as early as you possibly can. I would be, you know, taking your photos with the art earlier on the day, because there's a lot of people there. I would be starting to, you know, get your merch in advance. I got all my merch shipped to my door. I did the pre-order. There was already a lot sold out. So, like, I'm also going to look at the festival, but, like, I don't like to try to carry merch. I don't like to try to carry big backpacks, jackets, whatever. I like to wear a light jacket. I like to wear really sexy, revealing outfits, because it's very fun for me, because it's, like, its own experience. You know what I mean? You get to wear, like, really funky stuff. I used to wear just pasties, but now that Instagram's gotten stricter, I kind of wear, like, a top with pasties under it, because I do feel free still, but it's very, like, you know, it's very much like if you don't wear the right outfit, you know what I mean, you could get flagged on IG, and you definitely don't want that. And you also don't want to be overheated. You know, you want to be in, like, your vibe. So I'm gonna do, like, fun makeup, fun outfits. I'm gonna be there with my mom and my friends, so making a lot of videos. I'm going to be experiencing a lot of new foods, new music, new festival art, new, you know, just people. It's just fun. It's just fun to experience. And it is very overwhelming. So if you don't like crowds, that is the one time I would say, like, you shouldn't go to Coachella. If you don't like crowds, do not go. If you have, like, a phobia of, like, overcrowding, yeah, don't go, because it's very crowded. It's giving, like, Disneyland, except, you know, unhinged. But I love it. We love it, right? So for me, okay, you know, I love it. I love crowds. I love it. You know, I love experiencing, you know, new people, new vibes. So I'm very much about it. Like, I've met a lot of people who I'm best friends with now, or on my podcast, or all sorts of things from Coachella. So I think you can never, like, have too much, You can never have too much, like, fun, and you can never meet enough people. But, yeah, don't let yourself get sidetracked with people as well, because very hard to explain. Like, you guys know I love Coachella, but it's, like, my main focus is on the music and the festival itself. Like, some people are all about meeting up and hanging out, whatever, and I'm like, okay, if you see me, you see me. But I'm more focused on, like, doing the festival, because some people don't get that, you know? Some people don't get that. And I always like to make sure that I have everything accounted for. I like to make sure that I have everything done before I go. So I like to write and print my pack list. I like to make sure that everything is taken care of beforehand. I like to make sure we go pick up our weed and our alcohol beforehand. And, you know, Jordan's driving us down there because he's going to be hanging out all weekend. And Tina's going to be the one who's, like, picking up the stuff. So, you know. It's, you know, you have to have your plans. And people have asked me, you know, since I want to be a mom in like 2 or 3 years, be pregnant like 3 years, maybe 2 or 3 years. Are you going to go to Coachella? Absolutely. Of course. Like, why would I ever stop going? Like, I don't think just because you're a mom or just because you change, you know, something in your life, like you're older. Why not go to Coachella? My mom's 62. She's going to Coachella. I'm 26. I'm going to Coachella. Like, there's a lot of different things to experience at Coachella and a lot of different avenues to go and see at Coachella. You know, you don't need to, like, be all about, you know, oh, like, this one musician or this one food or this one section of the art. You can be about everything. You can just experience the different parts. And it's cool because different parts of the day is different vibes. So, like, nighttime is very, like, ethereal and, like, the beautiful sky with all the lights and the balloons and the light shows and the art glowing and pulsating. And it just feels so crazy. And then during the day, it's very much, like, more like, you know, Palm Springs vibes. Like, it's more about, like, the cocktails and the daytime indie artists. And, like, I've just always loved it since I was 14 years old and I've gone. I've met some of my favorite people, like Paris Hilton, Halsey, Justin Bieber, et cetera, et cetera. Cameron Dallas back in the day, Lo Anthony at Coachella, just, like, the best people. And, like, a lot of people who are big fans of mine come up to me, too. So it's just a really great place to connect and experience. And, you know, obviously, you guys know I'm super into fitness and fasting and stuff, but I go extra hard before Coachella. Like, I did just buy a walking pad, like, for my office. Like, I love to just, like, be able to stay fit and stay healthy while also achieving all my goals with my work. So I think that's a really good thing to do. Really good thing to experience for yourself. If you can, you know, be prepared with your fitness and with your clothing, it's great, because then you'll feel your best, you'll look your best, you'll be ready to go, you'll be ready to shine, you'll feel great about yourself, you're not going to be, like, overheated or overstimulated, you're ready. And the best thing you could do if you haven't been is just watch videos to understand what's going on, because it's very, very intense. Again, it's very intensive. Coachella is not for the faint of heart. It is very, very intense. So yeah, if you're afraid of crowds or your medical issues, don't go. But other than that, you really should be going to Coachella. It's a wonderful experience. It will change your entire life. If you go, like, when I went, when I was 14 years old, as my birthday gift for my parents, it just changed my life, because it was like, we just started going every year because it just became what we do. Like, when you're in this world, right, where you're in entertainment and you're, you know, someone who is all about music and all about the entertainment industry, you know, especially me being a musician, I think it's a really beneficial way to immerse yourself in the artistic world and become inspired. Again, I was just in the music studio yesterday with my producer, Charlie Johnstone, and we were just talking about it. Like, you feel more inspired the more you go to these things. You feel like it inspires your musical taste. It inspires your experiences. It inspires how you feel that day. It inspires how you feel that year. I mean, Coachella is incredible. It's one of my favorite places in the world. I can't wait to see everyone in the desert. It's going to be totally transcendent and transformational. And I'm very much looking forward to having this type of experience. I'm very blessed to have it. This is the 9th year I'm going. Again, I'm just posting my retrospective today, so check it out. Amanda Rome West Official on Instagram and TikTok. Follow me. I know I always plug it, but people are always like, oh, what happened to your old one? Well, my old one was banned because my stupid manager. So Amanda Rome West Official on Instagram and TikTok, and then Amanda Rome West everywhere else. You can go to my website, check that out. But yeah, for me, it's like, I really, really, really love, I love being able to experience my world through Coachella's eyes. Coachella has such a profound impact on my life. You know, it really changes how you think of things because of the art, because of the way the music is, because of the way the event is. And like, it would be an honor one day to perform at Coachella. I would love it. And I'm just very grateful to be a part of this world we're in, where we get to experience these type of these type of events and experiences, and I'm very, very lucky for it. And beyond anything else, you know, why I'm most excited for it is because I can't wait to see who I discover in myself along the way. You know, every Coachella is different. You have different experiences. You have different vibes. This is going to change my life. That's how I feel about Coachella every year. People say, doesn't it get old going every year? No, it really doesn't, because every year it's different. Every single year it's different. And this is the time of year to celebrate yourself, feel confident about yourself, enjoy yourself, and, you know, have a good time. And I'm very, very excited. And, you know, it's our 9th year at Coachella, and I'm very, 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 very pumped. It's going to be an incredible event, and yeah, I'm especially excited for Lana Del Rey because she doesn't perform a lot, and she doesn't really have much of a history of performing these type of things. So it's going to be very cool because she's super talented and iconic, obviously, and it's going to be very, very almost transcendent. Yeah, like it's going to be transcendent. It just, her vibes, so immaculate. Just the energy of everything, you know, I'm very pumped. And again, like, don't let the fake people get to you. Like, the fact people say Coachella is fake, whatever. Like, I'm there with my mom and my future husband. Like, I'm there to have a good time. I'm not there to, like, meet fake people or be about, like, whatever. Like, I've literally gone to Coachella with my exes, and it's, like, the worst time ever. Like, I'd rather be with the people I care about. I'd rather be with the people I love. And, you know, I'm just excited to experience all of the new music and all of the new experiences and art. And that's my main two draws for it, the music and the art. Again, I do like to try new salads or sushi or like tacos there. Like, it is kind of hard to eat because it's very hot, so you feel kind of nauseous. But if you're ready for your Coachella experience, nothing can take that away from you. It always has to be, you know, you wanting to go. I know a lot of people say, oh, I'm going because my boyfriend's going, I'm going because my mom's going, I'm going because whoever's going. No, you need to go because you want to go to Coachella. It can't just be about other people or whatever. It needs to be about why you want to go, why you're here, why you're doing this. And for me, again, I meet the best people. I have the best vibes from the music. I enjoy the surroundings. I'm in the desert. I immerse myself. You know, I do like to take some mushrooms. I do like to experience it, because if you can, not too much, just a little drop, you know, but if you're just, you know, experiencing it, with, you know, open eyes, you can really experience the festival for what it's worth, which is being an incredible, just emotionally charged musical experience. And there's not really any other word to use for it or any other phrase to use for it. But the best way you can describe it is, you know, magical. I feel like when I'm in the desert, it's nothing can touch me. It feels like a whole other world. You feel like you're just in another universe. And I think that's the best way to describe it. Like, it sounds crazy, but that's really the best way to describe it. And for me, I feel that Coachella is always something that can be, you know, enjoyed, and something that could be very special and different every year. You know, people always say, how can it change difference? How can it change and be different? For me, I would say that every year it's because the music is good. The music is what brings us all back to the desert, right? Of course, the merch is great, the food, whatever, trying it, the art, whatever. No, the music is what brings us to the festival. And I know that there's some people go to the festival every year differently because, like, oh, I'm coming for Beyonce, or oh, I'm coming for Gaga, or oh, I'm coming for Ariana Grande. No, like, I don't go for artists. I go to hear what they have selected as the artists, because Golden Voice is a great company and they really choose their artists carefully of who they want in the lineup. Each person has their place on the lineup, so there is no need for, like, competition or fighting about, you know, what's going on with who. It's all about what is being created. What is the environment that we are putting ourselves in for Coachella, and what is the experience we're going to all collectively have together? Which sounds so trippy, but it really is. And like the guy I just had on my podcast last week, Edward Fang, who works for TikTok Data Analytics, I literally met him at Coachella waiting for Blackpink. Like, you can just meet great people just experiencing it. And you know, you can just feel the energy. You can just feel the energy. It just changes your life, honestly. I think that also in terms of experiencing Coachella for yourself, you really would have to be able to, as I said, step back. Have a step back. Take a step back and see, who am I in this mix of Coachella? And again, Yeah, if you're an influencer just coming there to clout chase, please don't come there, because these are the people who ruin Coachella. But if you're just a good, genuine person, and you love good energy, and you love music, and meeting new people, and trying new things, and wearing cool clothes, then you go to Coachella. And yeah, for me, it's all about the memories. It's all about the vibes. We're leaving on Thursday afternoon. And yeah, I'm very excited. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday is the festival. Then we leave Monday. And I'm so excited for day one, day two, and day three. Every day brings its own different art and its own different experiences. They will never transcend, though, the art that they had in 2015 at Coachella with the big butterfly. It was just totally out of this world. And it was just next level. So I can't wait to see what they do next. It seems like every few years they come up with new art. Like when they had the hippos walking around in the tunnel and they had like the rainbow sphere tower. And they have the different art that they have. And it just changes your life because it's very, very, very different to have this type of experience with your, just with your life, with this arts that they do. And it's always different. It's always something new. And that's what brings the excitement, is there's always something new and different to experience. It's not like every year the arts are the same, every year the same. Yes, they have the Ferris wheel every year. And yes, they've been playing the rainbow thing every year recently. But other than that, everything's different every year. They really like to play it up and change it up and make it a fun festival where things are different every single time. It's nothing that's monotonous. It's nothing that is the same every year. There will never be. It will never be the same every year. It will never, ever, ever be the exact same every year. And we always stay at the Renaissance Indian Wells. So if you're there, say hello. And I'm very excited. We always stay there every year because the best one, you get the shuttle pass and you go VIP. So you get in the good entrances. And yeah, it makes it really fun and it makes it worth it and it makes it exciting. And I'm just really pumped. I have a Playboy shoot tomorrow. I just did myself tanner. I'm going to brunch with my friend this weekend. And then going to Disney Sunday. And then next week, just pumping it out, getting all my work done, going to the studio, getting everything finished up, and then leave for Coachella on Thursday. And it's going to be incredible. Yeah. And it's just going to be amazing. And I can't wait for you guys to see my looks and see my vibes from everything. It's going to be really, really, really unique and fun, and it's going to be life-changing, and I can't wait for you guys to see everything. And yeah, follow me everywhere. I'm at Aroma West and Aroma West Official. And I think what's really important is making time for yourself. You know, I want to make time to go to Coachella. I want to make time to go to Bottle Rock, because those are things that change my life and really transcend my energy and help me stay inspired. It's really hard to stay inspired if you don't do different things. You know, you probably know I go every year is my ninth year if you follow me. And, you know, you have plenty of time in your life to do what you want to do. You don't need to always do what other people do. So if you want to go and you want to enjoy Coachella, you should. I'm very excited to go with my mom and my fiance and my friends and have a good time. And I'm really just pumped. I've been working really hard at Equinox in the gym and eating healthy and fasting and preparing my outfits and getting everything ready to go. So if you're really, you know, all about the experience, I would highly recommend you go. It's going to be really, really, really fun. And it's going to be kind of life-changing. Like I said, it's every year I learn something new at Coachella about myself or about music. And I can't wait to see, you know, what happens to me. I feel like I'm going to meet some great people and experience some great music and a great lifelong memories. And let me know what you guys think of my content. I'm going to be posting when it's time, and I'm ready to go. I'm ready to enjoy. I'm ready to have a good time. I'm literally, literally, literally so ready to just experience, to see, to smell, to taste, to hear, to be there. Just to be a part of this is very, very, very inspiring. So I'm really grateful to everyone I've ever met at Coachella, and everything that I'm going to meet at Coachella, and everything that's coming, everything that's on the way, because we're having a lot of fun coming up. So get excited. I love you guys so much. Thank you for always supporting me with this podcast. Again, this podcast is ending in 6 episodes, but I'm going to be transitioning to making more content for Instagram, TikTok, and all my social media. So again, follow me everywhere, AmandaRomeWest.com. If you want my exclusives, like if you want to see the crazy stuff, go to my website and click OnlyFans, Playboy, or Slushy. I post different stuff on each account. And you know, I love to give my fans a chance to live my life how I feel. I think you need to live your life how you feel, and you need to wake up to who you want to be and wake up to what you want to do. You know, for me especially, I think that it changes every day what I'm doing or what my focus is. But overall, you know, I'm a successful creative and influencer. That's the ultimate focus on what I do. And I always am focused on what is going on with my life. So let's enjoy. Let's be in the moment. And I can't wait to see you guys in the desert. Bye. Coachella 2024. Mwah.